Take your Bible this morning and turn to Exodus chapter number 34. Exodus chapter number 34. We're going to find verse number 14. Exodus chapter 34. Look for verse number 14. Exodus 34, verse number 14. The sermon today is entitled, Our Jealous God. Our Jealous God. In a moment, you'll understand this. Last week, I preached a sermon about surrendering all. Just have you surrendered all. Today, though I'll not allude to the sermon of last week other than these few comments, today I'm going to tell you why we are to surrender all. You say why? Because we have a jealous God. Exodus chapter 34, if you would stand with me, please. Find verse number 14. Exodus 34, verse number 14. I'm going to read out loud. You can follow along silently, and we're going to read through verse 17. The Bible says this, For thou shalt worship no other God, for the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they go a-whoring after their gods, and do sacrifice unto their gods, and one call thee, and thou eat of his sacrifice. Thou take of their daughters unto thy sons, and their daughters go a-whoring after their gods, and make thy sons go a-whoring after their gods. Thou shalt make thee no molten images. Notice there in verse number 14, he said, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God. The sermon again is called, Our Jealous God. Let's pray. Father, bless us now. Spirit of God, help us to realize the truth about this topic of jealousy and a pure jealousy that God has for us, his children. Spirit of God, do a work that only you can do. Help everyone to be still. I pray that there would not be interruption, and that, Father, as a result of being in church this morning, we'll be more like you, and, Father, we'll be more pure and more scriptural in our lifestyle. Bless us, please, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a seat, if you will. I point out again, in verse number 14, the Bible says, For thou shalt worship no other gods, for the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God. And in that verse, God tells us he's a jealous God, and then he actually, in a few verses thereafter, he lists what things make him jealous. God has many attributes, and many attributes that are better known than the one to which we refer today. But it is obvious that God is a jealous God. Now, in a moment, I'll help clarify something. For you and I, as human beings, jealousy is wrong. But God can, in a pure and a holy way, have jealousy and it be right. One of the most overlooked attributes of God is his jealousy. Now, there are times when we'll refer to the different names of Jesus. He's mentioned throughout the Bible. He's our advocate, our anointed, our apostle, the author, the amen, the beginning, the beloved, the branch, the bread, the bridegroom, the chief cornerstone, the daysman, the day star, the elect, the ensign, the finish of our faith. We can go from A to Z listing what God is and different names for him. But notice it said there, whose name is Jealous. You say, who's God? He's the King of Kings. Who's God? He's the Lord of Lords. Who is he? His name is Jealous. Jealous. That amazed me. One of the most overlooked attributes of God is his jealousy. Let me give you a couple of scriptures. Exodus 20 verse 5 says, Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God. Exodus 34 verse number 14, it says, For thou shalt worship no other God, for the Lord whose name is Jealous is a jealous God. Deuteronomy 4:24 says, For the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God. In Deuteronomy 5, verse number 9, it says, Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God. In Deuteronomy 6:15, it says, For the Lord thy God is a jealous God among you. Joshua 24:19, it says, "And Joshua said unto the people, Ye cannot serve the Lord, for He is an holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins." 40 times I found mentioned in the Bible this attribute of jealousy as it relates to the perfect, holy God of the universe. It's not a sin for God to be jealous. Now, it's a sin for us to be jealous, and might I say, it's a sin for us to cause God to be jealous. Let me ask you a question. Is God jealous over something that you have allowed into your life? A parent came to me and they said, "Brother Owens, we just had a new baby, and our four-year-old daughter is acting up and acting out like nobody's business, and we cannot figure this out." I said, "Well, when there was one little girl in the home for 4 years, she got all of mommy's attention, and she got all of daddy's attention, and now we have a new bundle of joy that's entered the arena." 4-year-old is old enough to be jealous. And Mom said, "Oh, I really had not considered that." I said, "Did you look at any of your adult lady friends?" She said, "Well, I should have." I've watched animals become jealous. If there's one puppy at home and there's none other, and you bring another in, you could have some tore up drapes and some messes on the floor and jealousy. The human race, the animal kingdom, there's the potential of jealousies that are not right, but God is a holy God. Everything that God does is right. Everything that God does is holy. When I say again to you, it is not a sin for God to be jealous. It's not wrong for God to be jealous, but it would be wrong for you and I to cause God to be jealous. What does jealousy mean? Well, I think in its purest form, what we're concerned with in regard to jealousy and what I'm teaching you today, when it says that God is jealous of for us, it means he wants it all. Do you know when you're jealous, you want something somebody else has? Well, you say, what would cause God to be jealous? Well, God wants it all. Jealousy is when we want to possess all of something or more of something. But see, God wants it all, and He wants all of us. And when He doesn't get what He wants, He has the right to be jealous. And let me tell you something. What an honor. Do you realize how much God loves you? God loves you, and He is jealous when He doesn't get all of you. That's how valuable you are to God. That's how precious you are to God. Now, He deserves all of you. He deserves all of me. And that's why God's jealousy is not sin. As a human race, we don't deserve all of anything. We deserve hell. And so jealousy, boy, it gets involved in the emotions, and there's covetousness and everything else that begins to be involved in that sin. But God wants us all, and God deserves us all. Again, for man to be jealous, it's a sin. It's called envy in Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 and 20. It's a work of the flesh. If you're jealous, and you feel like, "Well, I deserve it all," well, let me explain. You must thank your God, because only God deserves it all. He's the only one that deserves everything that He wants. You and I don't deserve everything that we want, but God does. So what would be the foundation of this thing that is called jealousy when God talks about being a jealous God? I think God looks at the human race and He says, "I want you." "Well, how much of me do you want?" "I want all of you." Now, if you're a spiritual Christian right there, you ought to say, "Yes, sir, and you deserve it all." Do you realize there are people in here, you have caused your God to be jealous? You have caused God to be jealous. Why? Because you don't want Him to have all of you. and he deserved to have all of you. Why is God jealous over us, I ask myself. So first of all, what is jealousy? It's God wanting all of man. Well, why is God jealous over us? Well, God created us. He has ownership rights. God created us to fellowship with him and to be close to him. I hope you realize this, but the Bible says in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God created you. You were not evolved. You were not your own idea. You say, well, my mom and dad created me. Well, who created your mom and dad? You say, well, their mom and dad did. Trace that thought all the way back. And you're going to trace it back to where Adam said, my dad created me. Well, who's your dad? God. Well, you were not created for you. You were created for him. Parents, understand something. Your kids were not created for you. Your kids were created for him. You're not to raise your kids your way to do what you want. You're to raise your kids his way to do what he wants. Because we were not created for ourselves. We were created for God. And when mankind does not fellowship with God, God becomes jealous of that. I don't know why, but according to the Bible, man is the apple of God's eye. Man is the pearl of great price to God. God loves you in a way that you can't even imagine. And so this thing of God being a jealous God, what ignites this? Well, what is that jealousy? Well, God wants all of us. Well, why does God want all of us? Why is God jealous over us? Well, he wants all of us. He created us to be with him. He created us to fellowship with him. And so when we don't do that, God finds himself jealous. And folks, don't get upset about that. Enjoy that. I pulled into the bank where we do our banking. And I would say 9 out of 10 times when I make a deposit there, I'm by myself. The lady at the drive-up window, she deals with me 9 out of 10 times. We pulled up to the drive-up window one day. Mrs. Owens was in the passenger seat. I put the little deposit slip in the little drawer where she grabs it and pulls it inside. And the lady at the drive-up window said, "How are you today, Brother Owens?" I said, "I'm fine." I didn't think anything of it. We began to drive away, and my wife said, "She greeted you and not me." And I started to say something. She said, "Why didn't she greet me?" I was right there in the car. I said, "Well, I hadn't done anything. I was just sitting there." And then I realized my wife had a little touch of jealousy there, that this person knew my name and that she greeted me. You know something? What an honor the fact that God loves you and God has a jealousy. You say, what's God trying to do? Let me tell you something. The greatest relationship you'll ever experience is one with God. The one that loves you more than anybody. The one that has your best interest in mind is God. And if God is jealous over you, you ought to be honored. You ought to be thrilled. Well, what's God trying to do to me? Oh, you've got it all wrong. What's God trying to do for you? He made you for himself. You'll never find real fulfillment in life if it's all about you and yours when it's supposed to be all about him and his. And when you establish that relationship, it's an honor. It's a privilege. The thought, God would be jealous over me. Mrs. Owens is like God a little bit there. You see that? Folks, let me tell you something. If you're here today and you're not saved, God is jealous. God wants you. God wants you in his family. God wants you to become a part of his family. 2 Peter 3:9 says, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." Folks, if you're not saved, it means the devil has your future in his hands, and the devil is he has your soul, and God is jealous over that. It says that all should come to repentance. I said this last Sunday night. That word "all" right there means all. God wants everybody to get saved. Not everybody will, but that breaks His heart. And if you're here today and you're not a born-again Christian, God loves you and He is jealous over the fact that the devil has your future in his hands. You say, well, what does God want? God wants you in heaven. God wants you with Him. God wants you saved. God wants you to be a part of the family of God. Jesus wants all to be saved. Then may I say, fourthly, there are some things that really ignites this jealousy that God has in regard to you and I. For instance, God is jealous over graven images. Graven images. Exodus chapter 34, verse 17, it says, Thou shalt make thee no molten gods. Now, understand something. This is our the text passage of Scripture. He said twice in Exodus 34, I am a jealous God. And then in it, He begins to talk about things that cause Him to be jealous. Now, let me tell you something, folks. You and I should not make our God jealous. We should not tempt the Lord our God. He wants us. And if He warns us and says, look, there are some things that when you do this, this creates jealousy. It actually means these are areas where you're holding out on God, we're not doing right by the one that created us. And one of the areas is molten images, graven images. And you say, well, you know, if you went on the mission field, you would find those images to the false gods. Oh, no, you can drive right up the road and find them. The Buddhists do it to this day. God is jealous. Beer belly Buddha is something that causes jealousy among God, an image like that. The Catholics have their statues. Listen, God said, you're not to make images of me like that. Those things will end up coming before me. And God said, that makes me jealous. Exodus 20 verse 4 says, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Leviticus 26:1 says, thou shalt make you no idols nor graven images. Deuteronomy 5:8 says, thou shalt not make thee any graven image. Hey, I tell you this, sometimes churches, even the right kind of church, can virtually turn their church buildings into something that they worship. This building, and I know some people mention this, and I don't think they mean it the way it comes out, but they say, well, we'll go into the sanctuary. This building's not the sanctuary. This body is a sanctuary. Jesus Christ, you say, I'm going down to God's house. Well, just so you all know, God don't get no mail here at the church. I do, but God doesn't get mail here at the church. You say, where's the sanctuary? The day that you got saved, the great God of the universe and the person of the Holy Spirit of God moved in to live inside you, in your body. But some people will take a church building and they virtually turn it into something, not just what we'd call a worship center, but something to worship. Now, I want us to respect our property and I want us to respect our grounds. We had a little boy that came in on the bus today and decided to kick the walls a little bit. And he and I had a little talk. I'm not mad at him. I love him. He'll learn. It was a deacon. takes a while. And I want to respect the property and I want to respect the grounds. And I never want you to take your ink pen out and write on a bathroom stall. And I don't want you to hurt these grounds, but I got news for you. The Christians that come here are more important than this building. This building is not something that we will worship. We're going to make our building nice, but we're going to make it practical. But we're never going to have gold faucets made of pure gold or anything of that nature, because we've got to be careful. People begin to worship their property and grounds more than God. And God looks down and says, those people are more interested in the things of God than the God of the things. Oh, be careful. Be careful with your house, your car, your job. And when do you lift up above God? God wanted something from you. You'll try to work it out in the next 3 months, but if your boss wants something, you're on it. You don't want that right now. Matter of fact, I'll move God out of the road to make time for whatever the boss wants and whatever somebody down here on earth needs. Be careful. Your God's a jealous God. But God is jealous over graven images. Not only that, God is jealous over His people making covenants with heathen nations. I know there's a lot of turmoil in the news right now. The news does not affect me unless it's the good news. And the good news is what the Bible teaches. But God is jealous over His people making covenants with heathen nations. From the very same passage where God said, my name is jealous and I'm a jealous God. Listen to this verse, Exodus 34:15. Lest thou, and this is the listing of those things that kick God's jealousy into play. It says, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they go a whoring after their gods, and do sacrifice unto their gods, and one call thee, and thou eat of the sacrifice. I believe that when a Christian nation becomes best friends with nations that hate Christ, God is jealous over that. You say, well, what do you think God wants for America? God wants it all. Say, which God? Jehovah God. Jehovah God. America needs to be biblically correct, not politically correct. It will destroy our country when we hobnob with people that hate Christ. Just will. I don't know about you, but my Pledge of Allegiance still says, one nation under God. And that God there is Jehovah God of the Bible. And they can say what they want, and they can twist it any way they want, but that is not changed, and that is a principle, and that is the God that founded this nation. When we yoke up with the heathen nations, we accept their culture and their religion to pacify them. Then we slowly become like them. You know, if people want to migrate into the United States of America, great. But they shouldn't come here planning on changing us. They ought to come here planning on changing. The more America hobnobs with heathen nations, the more we become like them. There's coming a day, and you mark my word, there's coming a day when America's so-called friends that hate Jesus will cut our throats. And I love everybody, but I've got to teach the Bible. Remember, next, let me tell you this. God is jealous about His name. He's jealous about His name. The Bible says in Ezekiel 39:25, therefore, thus saith the Lord God, now will I bring again the captivity of Jacob, have mercy upon the whole house of Israel, and will be jealous for my holy name. God is the only true God. He's not one of many. He's not one of a kind. It is very obvious. He said He was jealous in regard to His name. That's one of the reasons why around Christmas time I tell everybody I wouldn't be hanging up Christmas decorations that make it Xmas. Don't you think He's jealous over that? Whose name goes in that slot? Jesus Christ. So I took it off because there wasn't room. If there's not room for Jesus, they did that to Him back when He was born. There was no room in the inn. Now today we just don't have room on the Christmas paper. Still happening. That name's an important name. In Acts chapter 4, verse number 12, it says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. We, the name of God, I think He said, I'm jealous over my name. In 1 John 3:23, He said, and this is His commandment, that we should believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for God. Thank God for Jehovah God. Matt, let me remind you, do not use His name in vain. You know, if you're a cusser, you ought to pick some words that don't draw God into your mess. God's last name doesn't start with a D. Don't cuss. But if you're going to, don't use God's name in vain. He said, I am jealous over my name. Boy, they are all into this. Go to the church of your choice. Fooey on that. Go to the church of God's choice. This is America. Serve whatever God you want. I've got news for you. We're supposed to serve the great God of the universe. And there are all sorts of ministries out there that deny Jesus Christ's teaching, but they're a ministry. They call themselves a ministry, but they're not a pure ministry. God said, I'll be jealous. I will be jealous of my name. We'll see if this comes out right. Speaking of jealousy, a woman wanted to reach her husband on his cell phone, but discovered that she was out of minutes. So she instructed her son to use his phone to call and pass on an urgent message to Dad. Dad was at work. So the son made the call, got back to Mom, and informed her that when he called Dad three times, a lady answered the phone. She wasn't happy. Dad rolled in after work. He was in the driveway. Mom went out and slapped him twice. People from the neighborhood rushed over to see what in the world was going on. The woman asked her boy, tell everybody what happened. And the boy said, my mom asked me to call Dad, and I called his phone three times, and this woman came on the phone. And the dad said, and what did the woman say? And the teenage boy said, well, she said something like, the subscriber you have dialed is not available at this present. Please try again later. Yeah, that jealousy will get you. I've said this thus far. What is jealousy? Where do we find its roots in this teaching? Well, it's God wanting it all, and He deserves it all. Well, why is God jealous over me? Because He created me for Him. And if He created me for Him to have any less than what He wants, He has the right to be jealous. And if you're not saved, God is jealous. He wants you. He wants you as a part of the family. And God said, I don't want you to get involved in the graven image that others do. He said, that makes me jealous. And God said, you're not to make covenants with nations that hate my boy Jesus and hate the Bible. And God said, I'm going to stay jealous about this thing of my name. Oh, I think you'll like this next one, or maybe you won't. God is jealous when we marry outside the proper Christian family. The very same passage of Scripture, if you were listening to it, where we find God twice stating this thing of jealousy. And in Exodus 34:16, He uses these words. This is the listing of those things that kick His jealousy into gear. He says, and thou take of their daughters unto thy sons, and their daughters go a-whoring after their gods, and make their sons go a-whoring after their gods. And here's what he's talking about. He's talking about good, godly, Christian people marrying people that are not right with God and people that are unsaved. He said, that makes me jealous. God does not want saved people to marry lost people. Which means this, you shouldn't date them. You're here, and you're a born-again Christian. You shouldn't date a person that's not saved. But not only that, God doesn't want strong Christians to marry weak Christians. Say why? They will pull you down. God is jealous when you don't date right. God is jealous when you don't marry right. I think that sold out, dedicated Christians ought to date and marry sold out, dedicated Christians. And you say, well, I will change them. Well, according to Exodus 34:16, it said they will change you. You're not going to pull them up. They're going to pull you down. You say, well, why do we sell out so cheap? Well, one of the reasons we sell out so cheap is because you say, well, right now there's nobody for me to date. Well, let me explain something to you. If right now there's nobody for you to date, maybe God doesn't want you to. I'm going to tell you something. I've been around a long time and helped a lot of people, a lot of marriages, a lot of single people. Desperation will cost you your happiness. Better with no husband or wife than the wrong one. You'll be miserable. But God said, You better not be marrying those that wrong kind of a person. Don't you get desperate. He said, that makes me jealous. Not only that, God is jealous when his people refuse to keep on going for him. Psalm 78, verse number 57, it says these words, but turned back and dealt unfaithfully like their fathers, they were turned aside like a deceitful bow. What's happening here is Israel is not going forward, but they're wandering in the wilderness. And God wanted them to go forward. In Psalm 78, verse 58, it says, for they provoked him to anger with their high places and moved him to jealousy. What's happening in Psalm 78, God is now in this passage of Psalm said, you're motivating me to jealousy. For what? They're not moving forward. They're not pressing forward. See, folks, God is jealous to the point of anger because they stopped moving forward in their Christian life. God's people are to be victorious people. Folks, you're not to be going backwards, you're to be going forward. If you're in your Christian life right now and you're going backward on God instead of forward, God is jealous. Matter of fact, in this passage of Scripture, he says in Psalm 79, verse number 5, he said, how long, O Lord, wilt thou be angry? And he said, shalt thou thy jealousy burn like fire? Let me tell you, God wants you and me to go forward. He wants us to grow. He wants us to be being better. And in this passage, he said, that makes me angry. It makes me angry when you're going backwards. If you're here, hey, you young people, your mom and dad raised you right and taught you to live right and gave you what it takes to live right. But you're going backwards on God and you're going backwards on mom and dad. God's angry about that. And God said, I am jealous. Why? You were created for God and mom and dad gave you what it takes for you to stay right with God and close to God. And you're not supposed to be going backwards. You're supposed to be going forward for God. Hey, every dad here, you're to be going forward for God, not backward. Every mom here, you're to go forward for God, not backward. Every Christian here, you're to go forward for God, not for backward. He said, well, I made some progress in my Christian life and it made me feel good. More important than making you feel good, you were to go forward for God. For God. He said, well, right now, I don't care, but God cares. You aren't created for yourself. You're created for God. And he said, boy, if I grow you and you become stronger and stronger and you're spending more time with me, God said, I love that. But when you go backwards, I get jealousy in my heart because he wants you. He likes it when you're growing closer. Don't quit, folks. God is jealous about your use of your drive or energy. Boy, we'll use our energy. We'll use our drive on so many things. I think God looks down sometimes and sees how hard we work to play basketball. But you won't work that hard to go out and visit on your bus route. You think that really impresses God? You think God up in heaven is giving out rewards for good ball players? I think if a guy's going to play ball, he ought to play hard and play all. But I think if he'll give his all on a ball court, but he won't give his all for God, there's something wrong with that. Well, we'll really, hey, there are people that, I'll build my business, I'll make money, I'll build my bank account. You put that much energy into a Sunday school class? Well, what's most important to you? Does God have a jealousy over how we use our energy? Probably, if there were one thing that's motivated me through the years. I used to, every once in a while, I'd think about the rock and roll stars. You know, rock and roll stars, you think all they do is sit around and get high and their music comes naturally, but that's not true. They work at it and work at it and work at it, and when they're on tour, it's every day and every night and every day and every night and every day and every night. They do it for hours and hours and hours on end. And I used to think, it's sad to think that a rock and roll star that's out to destroy the morality of our country will work hours and hours and hours and be driven and driven and give more and more and more and more. And then you find the average Christian, boy, to think that they would come back to church at night or to think that they would have to give a few extra hours, they're almost disgusted at the thought that God would require that. When I was growing up in the ministry, I decided I really don't want some rock and roll star. I don't want some jock to put more into playing games with the ball than what I would put into my church and my service to God and my preaching. There has to be somewhere along the line where somebody realizes God's supposed to come first.
God's supposed to be, folks, God is to be the most important thing in your life. Now act like it and live like it.
You say, I don't know how. It's not that hard. Just give yourself to God like you give yourself to the other things. But when we don't go forward, he said, that makes me jealous. If you've been saved and never been baptized, that makes God jealous. You need to go forward. If you're saved and baptized and have not joined the church, it's very clear what God teaches on it. You may think you have a better plan, but your plan's never better than God's. If you've been saved and baptized, you need to join the church. If you're saved but not separated, it's time to get separated. If you, hey, look, if you bear burdens in life and you have heartaches, God expects you to go forward, not backward. Don't quit your Sunday school class. Don't quit your ministry. Go forward. Those of you that come to church a little ought to come to church a little more. Don't go backward. God said, it makes me jealous. I've got to hurry. He makes it very clear. If you were to read 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 21 and 22, it is in mention of the Lord's Supper. And in it, it says, do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? It's talking about the Lord's Supper. God becomes very jealous if the Lord's Supper is not a serious thing to the church, because it pictures the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. I don't have time to teach this like I would like to, but when we take the Lord's Supper around here, we take it and we take it seriously. Why? Because God said, I'm jealous when people play. I'm jealous when they do that. I'm jealous when they bring a fermented drink into a pure, unfermented situation. He said, I'm jealous of that. Now, the Bible teaches that God's jealous when we hear false teachers. Listen, it says, for I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband that I may present you as a chaste virgin. He goes on and says, if anyone preach another gospel, over and over again, God says, I'm jealous when you... Hey, folks, let me tell you something. When you listen to preachers that preach false doctrine, God's jealous about that. When you read religious books that have false doctrine in them, God is jealous of that. Hey, when you watch television and you watch anything on TV that calls itself religious, God looks down and He is very jealous of that. Very jealous. Why? He wants all of it. He wants all the purity. I'm finished, but let me conclude with this. The result, what is the result of continuing to do what causes God to be jealous? I think God says, I've been jealous for you over and over again. God said, you break my heart over and over again. You've heard it over and over again, but still you don't want to give me those parts of your life. I'm jealous over that. And Hosea 4:17, he used these words, Ephraim is joined to his idols, let him alone. Let him alone. In Genesis 6:3 it says, and the Lord said, my spirit will not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. I think this, Christians who push God to his limit about his jealousy, and we just keep pushing him away, you won't lose your salvation. You're not going to lose your salvation. You'll stay saved. But I will tell you what can happen. If you keep denying God and you keep creating this jealousy where you allow things to come between you and Him, His spirit can be retracted. You say, well, what will happen then? Well, it's already happened to some of you. Had I said some of the things that I said this morning, had I said it a year ago to some of you, it would have bothered you. You would have been saying, he's talking to me. Oh, it's getting to me. Now, you sit there as numb and uninterested and just wanting to look at your watch to see how long until this guy finds a runway so we can get out of here and eat. It didn't bother you anymore. You're not bothered. You're not convicted. Your conscience is not pricked. You've heard it, and you made it through the last 10 times that I said that one thing. It used to bother you, but it doesn't anymore. And I'll tell you what happens. You do things that cause God to get jealous, but you keep doing the things that cause God to get jealous. All of a sudden, there's a callousness. There's a bit of a wall that's built between you and the freshness of God in your life. And he said, my spirit will not always strive with man. What happens? God said, okay, it hurts me when you act that way. And if you're not going to do the right thing, let me just step back a little bit here. Let
Now, he'll never leave you nor forsake you. You will not lose your salvation. But God doesn't want the hurt of the jealousy. When you say, God, I'm just not interested. God said, okay. You just step back a little bit. And if you're not careful, you will numb the Spirit of God's influence in your life. And I'm telling you right now, it is one of the most dangerous things you could do. Because it leads you to not feeling bad about your wrong. It leads you to just doing what you want and not being bothered by it. Look, it's like this. I guess God might be a little bit like I am, in a way. If I go to someone's house and they visited our church and I knock on the door and I say, boy, I'm glad you came by to visit the church. And they just give every impression under the sun that they don't really want me to come around. I may go back and try again and maybe thought they had a bad day. But you know, eventually, I'm just going to say, I'm going to go knock on that door to find out that they don't want to answer it. And I know they're in there and they turn the stereo down and the kid says, we're not here right now. Although the grill's going in the backyard and they got steaks on. So what do, Pastor? I love them. Say, you're going to give up on them? I'll never give up on them. Not completely. I'm not going to go visit them next week. Why? Listen. They don't want me. They don't want me. Folks, you ought never make God feel that way. Don't you ever make God feel like you don't want Him. Because He just shies away. He'll just shy away. Will He cease to be your God or Savior if you're born again? No. He won't give up that part of the relationship. But you know, there are people in here. You got a mom or a dad that you never talk to, and they will always be your mom and dad, but the relationship is so damaged that you never talk. You have no idea what's going on in each other's lives. There's a distance that's come, and it's a wrong distance. When He convicts you and you do nothing, you're causing Him to step away. It's not a lack of love. It is your rejection of His love. I call the sermon, Our Jealous God. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you're here today and you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, God loves you so much. God is so interested in your life. God wants you. And He is jealous over the fact that He does not have you. You say, is God angry at me? Does God hate me? No, I don't think that's the thing. I think God loves you. And I think that God wants you. And I think God is jealous if you've never been saved. He wants you saved. Here's the question. If you died today, do you know for a fact that you'd go to heaven? Or would you say, no, I don't know that. Then maybe you ought to get born again. Is there anybody here that would say, Pastor, if I died today, I do not know for a fact I'd go to heaven. I'm not 100% sure I'd go to heaven. Pray for me, Pastor. I need to be saved. Would you raise your hand and say, pray for me. Pray for me. I need to be saved. I need to be born again. Anyone else? I see a hand. Someone else. Good. There's another. Someone else. You say, I'm not saved. If I died, you may put that hand down. I can guarantee you when God looks down and He's got that jealousy because He wants you, and then He sees you stepping toward Him saying, I'm interested. I think it thrills God's heart. Hey, Christian, are you allowing things in your life that create the jealousy of God? Are there things that are happening in your life and they're coming before your God? He deserves all of you. You say, well, how does He get that? That's your obedience to the Scripture. It's not your feelings. It's your obedience to the Scripture. But who here is a born-again Christian would say, Pastor,
I think God spoke in my heart. Maybe this thing of His jealousy, maybe I've created some of it in my life, and I certainly want to work on that. Would you raise your hand and let God see it? Amen. Lots of hands. God bless you. You may put those hands down. Here's what's going to happen. In a second, the pianist will begin to play. When she does, we'll stand. And as she plays and as we stand, if you're not saved, if you would do the simple thing of just step toward the aisle, we have somebody that could take the Bible and show you how to be born again. If you need to come to this altar and pray for a moment, maybe you say, well, there are some things in my life I could see why God might be jealous. I'm putting other things before Him, doing it my way, using my timing. Look, He's jealous. He wants you to use His timing. He wants you to do it His way. If you need a moment at this altar, I wish you'd not be shy and that you would use the altar. If you're stepping away from God instead of stepping up for God, He's jealous of the fact that you're stepping away. And some of you, He's convicted you over and over and over again about certain things and you still won't change it. Boy, you are going to numb the Spirit of God in your life, maybe to the point of you being paralyzed. Don't let that happen to you. I'll ask the pianist to begin to play. Let's stand to our feet with our heads bowed and our eyes closed. Do you need a moment at the altar? Do you need to come and pray for a second? Do you need to come and say, God, I certainly don't want to make you jealous. I don't want to let things get in front of us. Now, young people, you may leave the auditorium if you're going for a specific matter. Hey, young people, this isn't playtime. It's not playtime. We're not going out to play on a playground. If you need the altar, you come. You come. Our God is jealous. What an honor. He wants all of us. He deserves all of us. He created us to be with Him. We ought to let Him have His way. If you're not saved, He's jealous that you're not saved. He's jealous over those things that we would worship before Him. Oh, graven images, sure. But I doubt that anybody here has a statue at your house that you are worshiping. But you worship your bank account, and you worship your house, and you worship your car, you worship your job, you worship your education. Ought not anything be put before God. He is jealous over those things that are placed before Him. He is jealous when a Christian nation lets other nations influence them away from Him. He is jealous about His name. He is jealous when we yoke up and marry and date people that don't care about Him. And let me again make it very clear there. You are to be moral and clean. You should not have a physical relationship with anybody that you're not married to. And if you are, if you're a young person and you're fornicating, or you're an adult and you're committing adultery, that makes not only God jealous, but it makes Him angry. God is jealous when His people refuse to keep going forward for Him. Matter of fact, that even angered God. God is jealous when we make light of the Lord's Supper, and God is jealous when we listen to false teachers. You listen to people on the television and radio, they don't believe the King James Bible. They don't believe in the security of the believer. They don't believe the doctrines of the Bible. Shut that trash off. You say, but on TV, there's just nothing you could watch then. Then don't watch it. You don't think God set up purity based on what's on television? God is jealous when we put things that should not be before Him. Best place to get your teaching and preaching is in the church house. The result of the continued breach between us and God, He's jealous. And if we're not careful, we will paralyze ourselves. We'll push the Spirit of God away to where He says, you don't want me. Fine, I tried and I tried and I tried and I tried. You've been prompted and prompted and prompted. And you keep coming up with your self-justified excuses. You keep making, and you just don't do what you're supposed to do. God said, okay, all right. You want me to leave you alone? Fine. You're my child. You'll go to heaven. But my activity in your life will be minimized because you don't want it. Exodus 34:14, it said, "For thou shalt worship no other gods, for the Lord whose name is Jealous is a jealous God." Wow. Our jealous God. And don't forget, what an honor. What a privilege. He is jealous over us because we are so precious to Him. He is jealous over us because He loves us. We're so valuable to Him. This wasn't intended as an indictment against you. It was intended as a compliment toward you. This will be the last time through the song, and we'll be on our way. God's jealousy is holy. God's jealousy is pure. God's jealousy is righteous. God's always right. Man's jealousy is tainted. Man asks for all but does not deserve it. Man is in the flesh and God is of the spirit. God bless you.